they should have put another helicopter in place. Like, as I understand it, it's a company that takes care of these flights and Nutatori and so on, etc. So I would imagine that they have more than one helicopter. And even if they don't have more than one helicopter, a company like that would have access to many helicopters through other companies and so on. Adjoining companies, you know, would work alongside them in the air. So it's very, very bad management that this has happened today. And as well as that, it's very disrespectful too to the people at Tory and the islands out there that the GP and nurse can't get out, especially this time of year.
There's a lot of work going in to encourage people to visit the islands, and something like this would deter people.
Going to deter people, Donnamary, certainly. I mean, like, with the situation there the last day with the playground starting there the last day in Tory Islands for the kids, which obviously we all welcome very much, it sends out a very bad news story today and last night when the word broke there that no nurse or GP will get to the island. But it comes into question, why is this maintenance just happening to be falling on days that go into Tory? They need to sort out their maintenance schedule better. They need to, whoever is dealing with the servicing of the helicopter, needs to get the diary better in order, to be fair about it.